tell your agent this?
The manager told our agent tonight that the president of Western Union had instructed him that all future inquiries should be directed to the president. So I told our people to go right back to him and say, why in the hell did he tell us in the first place this telegram had been signed for? And they are contacting him now for that purpose. Now, the man still claims that this telegram was delivered. So I've instructed our people to find out, how does he know it was delivered? It seems to me, Mr. President, and I don't know this for sure yet, but I will know sometime tonight, that somebody has gotten to this man, or else he was lying in the first place. But he still does claim that the telegram was delivered. Now, I'm going to stay on it until I get the true facts.
Have you talked to the manager of the president of Western Union?
No, sir, I have not.
Well, you better call him and tell him that you all interviewed this man. He told you that it was delivered, that he told you it was signed for, and you didn't get a photostat of the signature.
No, sir.
Shouldn't we have?
No, sir. If we had the man's word for it and who had his own records there, why, we thought that'd be sufficient. But apparently the man is either, as I say, somebody's gotten to him, or else he's lying to us.
Well, now, is he lying to you, or lying to, maybe the Dallas News is lying to us?
That could be. But I have our agents interviewing the man now. Prior to talking to the president of Western Union, Mr. President, with your permission, sir, I'd like to wait till I get the details from Austin, from our agent.
That's right, but what you got to do is let the president of Western Union know we got a little leverage down here.
Yes, sir.
And you just got to say, now, here's what happened.
Right.
When the president cannot get a message, a top-secret message, important message to a governor of a state, we've got to find out the reason.
Yes, sir.
We just got to find out the reason, because if this is true in wartime, he might want him to call up the guard. If he can't get it to him, he's in a hell of a shape.
Right.
So he asked us to, we were asked to find out whether this wire was delivered.
Right.
Now, we asked your man. He didn't need to lie. He told us it was delivered. We asked him how he knew, and he said he signed a secret.
That's right.
Now, if he changes that story, he's going to be guilty of perjury.
That's right.
And that the man that received the telegram admitted it and said, well, maybe he did throw it in the wastebasket. Maybe he missed it.
Right. Right.
And now for them to go out and try to tell the Dallas News this, it looks like Western Union is going to put them in a mighty bad front here in Washington. That's the way I'd put it. Because he's got lots of rates and lots of things.
Right.
And I just sure put that in there very strong.
All right, sir. I'll wait till I get the details from the rest of the inquiry, and then I'll, based upon what I hear down there, we'll talk to the president of Western Union.
But I just check it right up to him and just say, now, when a president of the United States sends a wire to the governors of the state, got to be sure that they delivered it. When one of them not delivered,
right,
we've got to find out why. If it's sabotage or labor unions or what caused it.
Right.
And we did find out. And your man told us what we believe to be the truth. We don't think you'd have a manager of an Austin office that wouldn't tell the truth. The state capitol.
It wasn't the FBI man, but it would have to be this manager. Our people gave us straight facts as they got them from this manager. But as I say, something's happened here between Friday night when I talked to you last and today when we went back to this man. It could be that, I don't know the situation in Austin, but I intend finding out that this man has had so much pressure brought on him that he feels he better change his story. Again, as you say, it's a hell of a thing. The President of the United States can't get a message delivered to a governor. Can I say one other thing, sir?
Yeah.
I think you made a hell of a speech at the Gridiron Club the other night. That was real good. That was greatly impressive, and it was certainly done in a very inspiring manner. Jokes were good, and then the sentimental, very touching ending you have to it was great.
Thank you, Deke.
I think it did a lot of good, and I couldn't help but notice how all of the skits were really leveled against Fulbright and false of. I think it did Vietnam a lot of good.
Well, it ought to, but you ought to have your Legion and Veterans Foreign Wars. Every post time they meet, they ought to be sending in wires to their senators and their congressmen and to their committees, and particularly foreign relations. Because I just don't believe at all that you can have 14,400 Fulbright. But I guess they don't, I guess it's just the crackpots that go to the water.
Well, what we've done, sir, is to call every department commander, the head of the Legion in each state, calls to make all of them, and we followed it up with a letter which we sent out last Tuesday. The letters to you, to Fulbright, should be coming in, and to Russell Long, should be coming in no later than the middle of this week by the bucket load. I sent Marvin over tonight a copy of the instructions that we sent out to each state head of the Legion, and it lays it right on the line. I hope you get the chance shortly.
No, this may be awful dangerous, but he's up in years and he's got a good name. And it looks like to me it wouldn't be a bad idea for Edgar to take a panel show on Face the Nation, or Ish's Answers. Face the Nation is probably the best at CBS. They're reasonably prudent, Haley's Republican. And pick three of the people that cover your department the best, whoever they are, somebody on the Star or somebody on the Des Moines paper or some other place. And they ought to go over with him his 50 years in government, and then talk to him about what really concerns him the most, and what he really ought to say. Well, preserving our system of government. It allowed me as a poor, penniless kid to start out here and serve five presidents or seven presidents, something, and rise to the top. I won't quit. My time's up, but presidents asked me to stay on, and I'm trying to help to preserve our system. That's what I want to do, but there are a lot of people that are after our system.
Right.
And they say, well, who's after it, and why, and what makes you think that? And he'll just say, well, now we have a lot of front organizations, and I don't want to engage in a lot of idle chatter, but we got the Du Bois Club we're moving against now, and the leading communist who had determined to bury us. They're forming these clubs, and they're starting these petitions, and these kids are getting in them, and I don't think they know what they're getting into, and I think it's sad.
Right.
And then I'd say that right here with these embassies, that these agents that come here, ambassadors and others,
right,
that they are contacting prominent leaders in the government, and trying to influence those leaders. They're telling them their stories. And he doesn't think they've had too much influence, but they're sure trying. And that they're trying it in the hemisphere. That he's had enough experience in the hemisphere that he knows they're trying it.
Right.
And they're trying it all over the world, and then whatever else you say, there is a battle of ideologies.
Right.
And it's a battle of whether we're going to have our kind of system or their kind of system. And just philosophize and reminisce and get three pretty good reporters. I'll bet you that by God, he'd turn this thing loose.
No doubt about it.
You philosophize with him about it and see if we could, kind of as a celebration of his 50th year or sometime, some appropriate date, or when we're signing some crime bill, or we're doing something. Crime message going up. It'd be a good thing when he come over here and have a picture made when the crime message went up or something.
Yep.
But you feel him out on it. He never does go on television, does he?
No, he refuses to. I tried to get him to do it 1,000 times, but he's raised hell with me for even mentioning it.
Well, then maybe he wouldn't do it. Maybe he wouldn't do it.
Well, for you, he'd do anything.
I just kind of believe that wouldn't be bad to have him pick two or three people. Looks like he's testifying for a congressional committee.
Yep.
And just don't let him frighten them to death, but let him know that we do have problems. And let him know we have problems in the hemisphere.
Right.
Let him know that they're trying to infiltrate in other countries. And let him know something about the communist apparatus. These people are telling us to be soft on them, and so on and so forth. And then they ask him before he gets through, he can say, well, he knows that the president is trying to do all he can to protect his system, and he's given him carte blanche authority and full power and all the money he wants.
Right.
And on these 100 extra people in this crime thing, just delighted to do that, and I just wish that he would do more.
Yep.
In two fields. I just wish he'd do more on the embassies. Just awfully careful on every block country.
Yep.
I just wish he'd watch them. Just wish he'd watch them.